Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm going on tour, Danny Beard.
And I'm back from cruising, Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny is gagging over this week's confessions.
Billy's going cocoa nuts.
And we've got a pitch for a brand new feature.
Ooh, yep, baby.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew, back from Down Under.
Down Under.
G'day, Bruce.
G'day, Bruce. It's a really fun week.
Why?
Well, you're back.
I'm back. Yes, I am back.
You're brown. You look tanned.
Yeah, I've been on the bloody Bondi Beach.
How did you go Bondi Beach?
Steadness with sun. I'm telling you, I'll
rough.
Tell you. Oh, it's fucking rough. I was like, Bondi Beach. Don't it be fabulous? Got there. It was pissing down. And
dingo shit everywhere.
Dingo shit. Kangaroo shit.
Kangaroo shit.
No, actually, I'm being unfair. The actual beach itself was clean, tidy, gorgeous.
Yeah. But I will say they like to look after the environment, the Aussies.
Yeah, well, they need to put a lick of paint on the fucking shops. It was all chipping off.
No.
Scruffy.
Was it out of season or what?
Height of summer.
Height.
I've
got to give me gas that.
To be fair, I went back on the Saturday and it was sunny and it was packed, but I thought, it feels a bit rough.
Yeah. There is a lot of rough places in Oz.
Yeah, I didn't
I've
expect
told
it.
Most of them.
I thought it was like glamour.
No, it's not all glamour.
No, it's not.
Hot though. Imagine being paint in that heat.
I burn. I burn on the first day. So I just shoved some cream on myself and then I was like, oh, it's fine. It's like grease. The sun's different. People say it, but it is. The ozone layer's thinner there, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, get your cream on. They have Factor 50 everywhere in shops, don't they?
Everywhere. Pump, pump, pump.
You
Factor
can't have...
50. And they have, but they sell oil. The Aussies are all out and about with the fucking blonde hair, fucking... Got blonde hairy legs and everything.
Yeah, they have.
The sun bleaches them up.
And you're not allowed a sunbed in Australia.
You don't fucking need one,
I know,
bitch.
You don't need one. You don't need
anyway,
one.
Anyway, we've got more to talk about.
We
it's
do.
Exciting that you're back.
Yeah.
Girls Gazing Ears, you know what this is. It's two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors, and getting all the goss from you, our gorgeous listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for it this week, girls and gays? This week is anything from Sleepy Cowboys.
Sounds hot.
Sounds quite hot.
Yeah.
I think I've watched that video.
Brokeback Mountain.
On Pornhub.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Next Level Cum Shots.
I've definitely watched that on Pornhub.
This is just your porn history.
It is.
Throw in there like H&H session.
PMP.
They call it that in Oz.
Do you know
Did
what?
You go on Grindr in Oz?
I flicked it on and everyone's P&P. Everyone's on the Tina over there. It's bad.
So what's P&P stuff?
Party and play. Means
Sam's
taking...
here, everyone, if you've just listened to the
Hello.
First time.
Oh, yeah, that's Sam. Allegedly a producer, but doesn't produce that. Actually, Lily May's the producer.
Don't under the bus.
But yeah, P&P is party and play.
Oh.
Taking drugs and having sex, basically.
Disgusting.
Tina.
Anyway,
come on.
If you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, or anything else.
Camp.
Crazy.
Oh, cuckoo.
Cuckoo. cuckoo. You can get in touch by emailing us at
letters@gossipgayspod.com.
DMing us on Insta at
@gossipgayspod, which, by the way, we've had a lot of fakes recently.
Oh, I'm sick of this deep fake.
We've got deep fakes. It's @gossipgayspod only, no full stop after. And if
we are trying to get ourselves verified, but it's hard unless you're like Z-list like me and you. Just give us it. Yeah.
It's hard to get a business account verified unless you're something like Halifax or
Who's
HSBC.
He? Who's Halifax? Is he a grind dog up from Australia?
Halifax, mate.
Right, I'm Halifax.
And WhatsApp, by the way, get in touch via WhatsApp.
Oh yeah, we're on and off the script here, this cost of coffee's kicking in. Other coffees are available. Anyway, head over to this episode's description to find out more. Proper catch up. I announced my tour yesterday.
You did? You're going on tour?
Yeah. Straight Expectations, the UK tour.
Right, good name.
Do you like it?
I do like the name.
I'm worried it might alienate some people.
That's all right.
Why would it alienate
the straights?
No, they're in the title. It's fine. They've got their bit.
They've got a nod. They've got a nod. Do you know?
There we go.
Exactly.
That's it. That's all they need, I think.
An inclusive nod.
What can we expect from the tour?
Not written it yet. I'm not supposed to say that. I've been told not to do that on the PR tour. Hang on. You can expect the unexpected.
Oh, there we go.
I've started, but I've not put the full pen to paper. It's in note form on my phone currently.
But for somebody who's never seen a Danny Beard, because I'm sure there's people who's never seen a Danny Beard show who's listening to this podcast right now. What can we expect from a show by you? DB.
Well, I've got signed DB. I love that Victoria Beckham does that, by the way. VB. That's why I was used to sign off DB when I started drag.
Because you're Victoria Beckham a drag.
No, I don't think so. I can sing.
I thought that was a Gemma Collins reference.
Why?
I thought GC, the GC.
Yeah, but DB, VB. DVV.
Oh, I was just like, oh, Gemma Collins.
No. I'm not Gemma Collins a drag. I turn up to my gigs. Thank you, bitch. I've got my full 5-piece band back on tour with me.
Yes.
It's what's expected of us. As
singing.
Gays.
Singing. Have you got new songs?
I'm singing. New songs. Oh my God, the playlist is summit.
To be fair.
I'm not teasing any of the songs. We're going into proper rehearsal.
Okay.
This is like the big, I always say this, but this is the biggest show I will have ever done.
I think as well, I've actually looked at the set list and it is majority new songs for people who've seen your show before.
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Don't be scared.
I have this nervous thing. I like to be as good, as perfect in my mind as I can be. Even if you watch it and think it's shit, at least in my mind, if it's good, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's good. I don't know what else to say.
No,
I'm
it's
really
going to be good.
Pushing my own stuff.
You're hitting loads of cities. You're going like some random ass cities as well. You're going Hull. I mean, Hull is
Newbury.
Newbury.
Where the fuck's Newbury?
Where is Newbury?
We don't know, but there's tickets to be sold there, guys.
Yeah, and you're doing Salford. Is it Manchester?
Lowry.
That's a big venue.
I'm going into the Peacock Theatre in the West End, girls.
Wow, she's a West End star.
She's a West End leading
lady. She's going to be in the movies next.
Well, keep your eyes peeled because I might be in Sleepy Cowboys. what is your number one thing that you've took from this latest cruise? Because people have been messaging us about this 9-month cruise that we need to speak about at some point.
Yeah, we will. Maybe on the bonus we'll speak about that, because if you're not seeing it on TikTok, there's a 9-month cruise going around the world. And there's been drama on it. It's all on TikTok. But my specific cruise is incredible. The Virgin Cruises are always
insane. I'm going to go on a Virgin Cruise.
Yeah, you need to. I'm going to Greece in May,
so
you should come.
I'm just not going to pay. That's the thing.
Do you know what?
I love Virgin, and I know that they're listening.
Right, yeah, of course.
Because
Richard
we've
Branson.
Read for them. Richard, honey, if you're listening, give me it and I'll tell everyone how good it is, unless it's shit, and then I'll be honest.
John Busbon got on it for free.
And just me.
And so did Charlie Angel from Manchester. I know she does listen.
Charlie Angel.
And I'm sure she got on for free as well. So surely you can.
Right, well, if there's influencers with 5 followers getting on, I'm getting on.
But Australia, I was a little bit underwhelmed.
No.
Slightly.
But the chocolate doesn't melt like it does here.
No, I did like the chocolate. That was good.
I like the chocolate.
But the weather was shit for the first 2 weeks I was there. So I was there halfway around the world, like expecting summer. And by the way, Morgan's been bidding up Australia for years to
That's
me.
That's the problem when people big something up.
He bums Australia like up the
but
fucking...
He lived there. He loved
yeah,
it.
He fucking like... He bums it. Mm. Like,
I get what bumming is, darling. I am a homosexual.
So kind of in my mind, I wanted to land there and be like, wow.
Wow, man.
Yeah, word.
Look at that koala in the tree. Yeah. But they have them minging birds. Did you see them big minging birds?
Which ones?
Bin chickens, darling.
I didn't see no bin
they go,
chicken.
Oh my God. And it's no like a death chicken. Scream.
No?
Well, when I was there with Black Pepper on tour, one of these we were outside a takeaway, classy, eating our chips on a bench. Hmm. It's like, because it's warm in the night, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
And this bird, wah, 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 and
did
Black
it shit you
Pepper,
up? Freaked out.
She hit the floor like someone had a gun, and then she ran. And I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, I don't know, some kind of animal. She was like, well, it sounds like it's going to kill us.
Oh my
and then
God.
It came around the corner, it was a fucking...
Tiny
Iris
birds? No, I didn't see no birds.
You didn't see no birds?
Not ones that
We've
I remember seeing.
And everything.
No, I didn't. I don't
you
remember.
You didn't see a cockatoo? I did. You're telling me you went all the way there and didn't see a cockatoo?
I didn't see no cock or nothing. Nothing. I didn't see it. No, I didn't get nothing. But do you know what I did do? I did a skydive and I want to chat about that.
So I couldn't do this.
No, I think you could if you were...
Unless I was in the jungle and getting paid a fucking shit ton of money.
But, like, because I saw my friend Pam and she was like, she just did a skydive and told me about it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then when I looked at in New Zealand, I had a day off and I was like, I'm just going to see if you can do a skydive here. Anyway, you could. And I was like, right, booking it.
How beautiful is New Zealand? I didn't get to go.
It's stunning.
We cancelled that leg at the door. I don't think we sold any tickets.
Probably New Zealand's my favourite place I've been.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so stunning.
Mine was Melbourne or Sydney.
Which did you prefer?
Melbourne.
I preferred Melbourne. Yeah. It had a better vibe.
I'd live in Melbourne.
I could live in Melbourne. I think when I went to Sydney, I was like, it was great to see the Opera House and stuff. But then I was like, it's like London a little bit. Like
it's so big as well.
Touristy as well. And I was like, get out of my way. I just want to like...
Move, bitch.
Exactly.
Get out the way.
But then when I was in Melbourne, I was like, this feels like nice. It had good vibes in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's like Northern Quarter in Manchester with heat.
Yeah, I got that. I was like walking around. Woohoo! Loved it.
All the girls I went with like shopping. I'm not a shopper. I'm like,
I'm not a shopper. I'm not.
Famous online.
Walking around a shop in the heat. Chafing legs, chub rub. I don't think so, darling.
Chafing legs. Get and then you come round the corner with your shopping and you're like, I didn't see no creepy. Spiders.
Nothing.
Snakes.
Nope, I didn't.
I didn't see none of that shit.
I didn't, but when I did go to Tasmania, we were like, I went to this wildlife park, which was amazing.
Worst dick of my life in Tasmania.
Tasmania's, she said, the woman on the tour, but she was like, a lot of people come to Tasmania to retire. I was like, yeah, you can tell there's fucking no ear.
Oh, no wonder the dick was so bad then, Danny.
There's what?
What?
No wonder the dick was so bad there.
Don't be so ageist. I've had some really old good dick, I'll have you know.
Why was Tasmania
the
worst
dick? What's the oldest dick you reckon you've had, Sam?
Oh, I don't ask ages.
Come on.
Not that old.
Oh, come on. You can look at somebody and think the age. Mine's probably 57. What? Is that bad?
No, I love it.
It was my dad.
About 80.
I don't think it's 80.
No, I don't think it is. But you know what? I've been in a couple of... gay men's health clubs in my time.
Oh, well, then,
and there could
probably.
Be a couple in there that...
Have you ever...
It's a dark, dark room, darling, and sometimes...
Can I just say, the last time I went into a dark, dark room, because kind of you have those dark rooms with a little bit of light in it, you can see...
Well, normally it's me with my iPhone. Into the thick of it! Into the thick of it!
When I was in the dark, dark one last time, it stunk. Of
feces. I knew you were going to say that.
And it was too much. There was too many people in there. The heat coming from it, the stench of shite. It was honestly,
yeah,
it wasn't a good
too
experience.
Much. Well, that's what it was like in Grand Can.
Yeah. I don't.
But then obviously I was performing there, so there was like twinks like nudging each other. Nanny bit, nanny bit. Nanny bit, nanny bit, nanny bit. Me and Guy were like that, right, we're off.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck
that. No.
Fuck this.
Fuck that in the pussy.
Have you seen, side note, there's a board game, Gay Sauna the Board Game.
Yeah, Gay Sauna the Board Game.
Gay Sauna the Board Game.
What is the concept of Gay Sauna the Board Game?
Google it for me, Sam.
I'm trying to find.
Surely it can't be like...
It's not like Monopoly, is it?
Or is it like Cluedo, who done it in the dark room?
I don't know. I don't think you murder anyone in there. I don't think it's
right.
Like...
It's not murder mystery. Okay. Dear Sauna edition.
So,
Gay Sauna, the board game. Bring the exciting world of the Gay Sauna to the board game you can play with your friends. A light thematic driven role playing game where you participate in hookup contests with your friends. The game plays a bit like the typical dungeon crawler game.
What's that?
Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
Boring.
But instead of fighting. Instead of fighting monsters, players are hooking up. You have to travel through various cruising areas, encountering a host of horny visitors.
This could be fun.
Yeah.
Can we get it and try it one night? Oh, yeah. Can we have a gay sauna board game night and report back?
Absolutely, we'll do it. Look,
they,
1,000,000%.
They seem to have like these character cards, so you can see these are the different ones you're hooking up.
Oh, they've got
up.
Like a chubby bear, a muscle guy, a twink. They've got all the gay stereotypes in a card form.
Perfect. That's perfect. Exactly what we want. More
they've
stereotypes.
Got a musical gay called DJ Billyhandro.
Billyhandro.
Oh, look, there's like a meter for how hard they are.
No.
Look at that. Yeah, you put a little counter on it and the more up it... Or is that how close they are to coming? I don't know.
Sam.
There's only one way. I didn't make the board game.
It's not family friendly then,
this
no?
It's not family friendly. I won't play it on Christmas Day.
Got ya.
Tonight at the musicals.
Do you know what? I saw that last year and it was £2 tickets on the lottery, right? And it was dead fun and camp. It was a good night and then it airs on the telly. So is it
well,
the same?
Well, I've got to be honest. I actually wasn't invited.
Oh, so you... actually, you...
I was actually somebody's plus one. I was a bit pissed off.
Oh, right. So was anybody else
there? If the National Lottery are listening.
Right, okay.
No, Dean, my friend Dean, who does Radio 1, our friend Dean.
He's been on, the show. Been on the show. Go back to that episode. It's really funny.
Really good episode.
Yeah.
He was like, do you want to be me plus? What are you doing? I was like, actually, I'm doing fuck all.
Yeah.
He was like, do you want to come and be me plus one? I said, absolutely. I tell you what. Car. Big black car come pick me up.
I seen the video actually. It was
I think he must have told them I was coming because I did the press run.
Yeah.
And there was a picture of me in drag and then under, out of drag.
Right.
And the girl went, oh, I didn't know how you were going to turn up. And I went, well, you're not paying me, so that one.
Yeah. Got you.
But I actually look really nice.
You wore your
did
little muscle
little
thing.
Press run.
You wore that muscle thing.
I wore
as
the
well.
Muscle
yeah.
piece off my season 4 tour.
Dress
and then just got like a suit for £90 off
looked
ASOS.
Fab. Looked really good.
In fact, I felt like I was the suit was serving Lily May.
It was,
you
could, yeah.
You
was.
Could wear that.
Yeah,
you can have it.
Yeah,
no problem. She's not having it. but yeah, I had a really good night at the musicals. It was on telly last week.
Oh, has it been on already?
It's been on. It was on last Saturday, 7 PM.
Was you on the camera in the background? Like, hey.
Yeah, pissed because the free wine were flowing. But I went with Dean, who's sober.
Oh, yeah, he's sober now.
He's and you know what? He's like, oh, you have a drink, fill your booty up, and I'll hold you out. Like, he was like...
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know about you, but when there's a free bar,
you drink
I do
more.
That thing where I'm like, wine, wow!
Yeah, for sure.
I had to go for a wee halfway through. Come back. Craig Revel Horwood's behind me. Dr. Ange sat behind me. Me and Dr. Ange.
Oh, I love Dr. Ange.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yeah, he's so
handsome.
Nice. Yeah, gorgeous.
So handsome.
Yeah.
And his boyfriend. Whew,
I've not seen his boyfriend.
Poof.
All right.
Poof. Poof. lovely boys.
Yeah.
And what was I saying? I went for a wee and Craig Revel Horwood's behind me. And I when I sat down, because these sit people, it was like me, Dr. Ange, Air from Corrie, who was in the musicals, you know, Jodie Prenger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fab girl.
Mm.
Dr. Ange behind me. I thought the way they've grouped us here.
Queers.
Redless.
Z-list. Oh, right.
The way they put us Z-list is here. I thought, if they don't present a link from, and there's a big gap in the seats in front.
Okay,
I went,
so they did.
I went, if they don't present a link from here, I will eat my own dog shit.
Right. Okay.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but I feel like I'm drunk off this coffee. Am I slurring?
Right, Kerry, to tone of that. Fucking hell.
It's me, Matt, kicking it. Anyway, they produced it, but I'm half cut on the wine, so I'm like clicking behind. I'm like one of them annoying gays that I watch on telly.
Boo, fucking boo. Yeah. Disgrace.
I'm like behind. Like, yes, come on, woo. This guy like got awarded his own seat in a theatre because he's an usher, and I was like, like drinking him on Drag Race, giving it all the expression.
For fuck's sake.
But actually, when I watched it back, I was like, you're just pulling focus, you fucking need to get.
Right,
Okay. Stop attention seeking.
People are people at home have been like, look at that fucking queer.
Yeah.
They look at that.
Good everywhere. I hope it riled some people. But you know what? I got a few tweets saying I stole the show.
Which is not what I needed to do.
You don't want to steal the show from the audience, do you?
Well, things happen, darling.
Do you know what? Some people have got what they call it a je ne sais quoi.
People have got the X
That's
factor.
That's French for you, babe. That's a bit of French. The X factor. Yeah. let's take a break. Because we're going to take a break. But Lily May gave me a really reminder that I went to that event.
Mm-hmm.
Nice reminder there, Lily. Well done.
Cheers, Lily.
Do you ever get called just Lily?
Yeah, I hate it.
I don't like it.
No, Lily May.
Some of my old uni friends do it.
Lily. Oh, they're the only people that can. We'll unpick that in the break. Right back after this. Thank you.
The Gossip Gaze.
Are you cuckoo for confessions, gagging for gossip, or are you turned on by tittle-tattle? Well, then make sure you're spreading the Gossip Gaze with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and telling them to listen to this podcast.
Mm.
Spread the love by spreading the podcast on WhatsApp.
Oh,
specifically on WhatsApp, please. And we'll give you a few moments to do that.
And don't forget, if you did share it by WhatsApp and you send us your address, but only from last week, no more. We're not accepting no more. We're going
to
send them a gift, aren't we?
Yeah, really, we haven't done it yet, so we need to do it, yeah.
Have people sent their addresses?
No.
Well, then there you go, then you'll get the prize.
That's on me, though. That's on me.
No, that's on them.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze.
So, welcome back, everyone.
Oh, yeah, baby.
As you know, here at Gossip Gaze headquarters in the heart of Meteor City, we've been asking you for your dirty confessions, your questions, your gossip, your own stories, even second-hand stories. You know, give a bit of second-hand love.
Third-hand. Even.
Four hands. You know, a big horse is 10 hands. Two. I don't know what I'm saying. The wilder, the wetter.
The better.
The better, bitch. Mm-hmm.
I want it to squelch. Do you not like the squelch now?
What are you talking about?
One of the stories does have a bit of squelch about it.
There we go.
Oh. So what are we saying? The squelch, what, like when you're walking on wet grass? Or are we talking about the squelch of a gape?
A squelch of a gape.
We're vile. I hope if anyone's listening to this, it's not on speaker at work.
Depends what work.
Sacked.
Depends what work.
Well, if you work at Clone Zone.
Are the gay sauna even?
Or the gay sauna. I hope this is on in some gay sauna somewhere.
Same.
I hope there's a couple of gays. I hope there's a married man with big hairy tits sat next to a twink bubbling away in a hot tub listening to us right now. And if you are, this is for you, babe. So, I'm probably never going to work in this industry again after doing this episode today. Listeners gossip. There where we are. Sam, your turn. Let's go.
Yeah, right. So, first story. So, this is from...
Oh, yeah, right. You're all right, mate.
What?
All right. Were you doing your barber voice with me then?
Barber? No, I don't really do a barber voice, you know.
Do you not?
No. I trust Harry. I don't think he's homophobic. Passing. I don't know if I'm... Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, I don't think about it too much.
Yeah, but do you know your barber on a personal level now? So say say you had a new barber who just was cutting your hair randomly one day. You'd butch it up, surely.
Oh, well, I wouldn't cheat on
you
Harry.
But hypothetically, do that.
Yeah, I
quite like my hair like Sam's eventually.
I was actually thinking about getting mine cut, you know.
Oh, we could swap hair.
Do you want it? Yeah, you can have it.
We could do a little swippy swap.
We'll make some hair extensions.
I like the little salt burn, little flicky flicks coming down. It makes me want to lick some cum out of a bath.
That's exactly what I was going for. Mm. Yeah, there's another cum licking film coming out now.
Oh!
Is it on Pornhub?
Your little cum licking.
No, like in the cinema.
Like, that's like fudge packer.
This is like.
It's got the same power, hasn't it? Your little cum licker.
It's this whole thing in cinema at the minute of just lapping up cum. This whole thing. Mainstream movies.
Some
mainstream movies
cinema.
Doing this. Anyway, first story. So this is from Anonymous, he, him. He says, hi, gays and Danny.
Sorry, I don't know why Danny. Why, yeah. No, you're not gay.
Straight.
I'm the gayest gay here. I wear tits on a regular basis.
Well, actually,
yeah.
What
a good idea.
Well, this anonymous listener did say you're straight, so we'll bear that in mind. He says, hi, gays. Confession time. This is something that still makes me cringe when I think about it.
Oh, God.
When I was in first year uni, I was dating this guy, and after a night out, he came back to mine and we started doing the deed. I don't really remember much.
Can I interrupt, Sam?
Are you going to
say we shacked?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Everyone, it's annoying me that people are always like, doing the deed.
Wink, 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 wink.
Getting down and dirty.
Nudge, nudge. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
We were doing a DJ set.
Just say I was fucking fingering her.
You would think at some point in this podcast, we've asked people not to say the word sex, but I don't think anyone's ever said the word sex. Shag.
No, I think a lot of people do write in and say doing the deed. I think one person started it, and as people have listened, subconsciously,
they're doing the deed.
They're now doing the deed, yeah.
Mm.
But sometimes it's not a fucking deed, is it?
Depends if you're doing it for a favour or not.
Depends if someone's putting a bit of money in your PayPal.
I think more details. We could easily just rephrase this to like, he came back to mine and I got my back blown out, you know?
Broke off your back.
I don't remember much of the beginning, but I was really enjoying myself. Cowboying and doing the coconut.
The coconut?
You're riding a dick and spell out coconut.
What do you mean? With your ass?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a new technique.
It's more.
I'm doing it, but I feel like I'm doing it now in my seat, and I feel like I look like a dog with wings.
Yeah, Danny, you just look like you.
I can't spell coconut clearly. No. Yeah. I'm like C O.
You look like a dog dragging its ass along the floor.
I hope this doesn't make a social clip because I had about 10 chins then.
Oh my God.
Coconut. I've never heard of that. Morgan's gonna have a treat tonight.
Wow, actually, you say that, but the guy wasn't really giving or saying much, so I'm assuming that the coconut wasn't working.
Okay.
Cowboy.
I looked up and he fell asleep whilst I was riding him.
Or maybe he doesn't know how to spell coconut. Yeah, maybe.
But he was still rock hard.
He had one of those black Viagras. He must have done.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Obviously, a bit embarrassed, I jumped off, ran to my housemate's room and fell asleep in there until he left in the morning. Am I that bad of a shag that I can send a guy to sleep?
Let me just make this short and sweet. Yes. No, I'm joking.
The coconut tent. Maybe try spell banana next time. See if that helps instead.
Oh, super television.
I was just going to say S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-S. I can't spell it. I actually can if I think about it, though.
To add to the story, the next morning, I couldn't find my AirPods and was convinced he stole them. I caused a whole scene, accused him of stealing them, and ended things with him.
Oh, shit.
Fast forward 6 months. I found the AirPods in a box.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I still haven't told him I found them.
Yeah, but you have to save face then. You can't go back 6 months later and be like, oh, sorry, by the way.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever accused someone?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I don't think I've ever done it, but, you know. I've known friends that have. I've been at a party once where someone's been like, right.
Oh, actually, I've been at a party
who's
once.
Took my earphones. In fact, it was earphones.
I know somebody who stole a speaker from a party. And then they were like, my speaker's gone, but it was connected to the phone. So then they played it and it came out of somebody's bag on the way out.
No!
Oh,
yeah.
Why would you steal? Why would you go to a party and steal? I don't have people like that in my house.
That's why you need to be careful on who you have in your house.
Yeah.
Also, why would you try to steal something at the start of the night?
It was fucking 4 days in, darling.
Billy, you've been in some situations, girl.
Anyway. What's next?
Well, I think on that note, it is time to do our next story. So Billy's got the next story today. So who's it from? What's the name and where did he come from? Can we start asking where they're from so we can say that?
Oh, yeah. What's the name and where they're from? This is a non, he, him. And this says, hi, Gossip Gays gang.
Ooh, we're a gang?
Yeah, we're a gang. Well, we're a gaggle.
A gaggle of gays.
A gaggle of gays. That's what people say. My ex is a prick. We were going out for just over a year and I thought it was going well. Well, one evening, I found out he was cheating on me. He left his phone on the side. This is one. You don't check people's phones. I'm sorry, but...
Even if you find out that you are right, you aren't right to check the phone in the first place. You know what I mean?
For sure. We'll put a pin in this and we'll discuss it after. So he left his phone on the side as he went for a shower and he left it unlocked, I think by accident. And I saw his phone history had loads of names by one guy. We'd never speak on the phone unless we had to, because who does that these days? I knew something was up. I couldn't let it drop. I left the flat and took his phone and called the number and confronted the guy. Oh my and he God. Told me he slept with my boyfriend and ever since I've been having loads of phone sex with him.
Phone sex?
And I phone sex?
And retro.
And he didn't know he was single. I was fucking fuming. Phone sex of all
he
things.
He wasn't single.
So the guy didn't know he wasn't single?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that
what I
said?
That's what you said, but I love how you went to just gaslight me there. Okay? You carry on. I love that.
Fucking hell.
Anyway.
So obviously I broke up with him, but then I am too petty for that to be it. My friend suggested that I sign up for various things with his number, as he loves chatting on the phone so much. God.
That's funny.
I loved it. So anything I saw that needed a number over the next month or so, I signed him up. Signed him up for Spanish lessons, gave his number to charities. Maybe that would do him some good. And I gave his number to the sty man on the street. For bonus fun, I signed up his email for loads of spam as well.
Is this the ex or the fella he's been cheating on?
So this is the guy who got cheated on. He signed up to his ex. This makes sense in my head, and you're confusing there.
Sorry.
He got revenge on his ex.
He got revenge on his ex.
No, that's why I'm asking. I love this.
So it made me feel 100% better. After about a month or so, I couldn't be bothered anymore, and I think it did the trick. Highly recommend for anybody going through a breakup. Thanks, Anon.
I know someone who did this.
So somebody did this as well?
I know someone who did this, and they gave someone's... This was actually in Staffordshire. A lot of fields,
specifically.
A lot of
farms. I was going to say, what's
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The price of fish, darling. Yeah.
Because there are a group of people in Staffordshire who believe they've been abducted by aliens. And I know someone, to get revenge on someone else, who not only gave their number and address to one of these groups, the place they're trying
wrong.
To get revenge
Doxing's
on.
Wrong.
No, it wasn't. That's not what doxing is.
We're giving fucking address out.
But anyway.
Shut
and then
up.
Told this group that they'd been abducted by aliens, right. But I'm losing my memory. I need you to come and talk to me. And then they
That's
turned
weird.
Up on the doorstep and was like, I know nothing about that. And just like, yeah, we know you would say that. And then wouldn't leave this person alone because they thought they'd been abducted by aliens.
That is genius.
Yeah. It went on
my
for like 15
God.
Minutes.
That is genius, Sam.
I didn't do it. Just to...
I don't believe you.
Have we got this group's number? I feel like, can we start doing a prank call section on this show?
I'd love to do a prank call section.
I've been watching... Sorry, I don't know what made me think of it. Your story made me think of it. I've been following this girl online and she's so funny and she's called Sue Dillon.
Right.
And I can't do the voice and she puts on like an old woman's voice.
Right.
And she gets people to suggest... She doesn't cold call people. She right. says, if you want me to prank call someone,
like your mum,
send me their number.
Oh my God.
Send me their name and give me like two bits of information about them.
Okay, that's funny.
And then she rings them and she's like, I've got your cat in a trap.
Okay.
she's like, is this Billy? I got your cat in a trap.
Right, okay.
And
then,
and people are like, who's this shot? I already told you, it's Sue Dillon, bitch. And it's really funny.
I've seen people phoning for like sick to workplaces that don't work, so they'd phone like the KFC and be like, "Hiya, it's Billy. Sorry, I can't come into work today. I'm not well." And people like phoning sick to workplaces that don't work, which is funny.
And they go on for ages as well, don't they?
Yeah, funny.
Also, let's just talk about this phone sex.
I was just gonna bring it back to
phone sex in this year of 2024. Who is having phone sex?
But what? Well, you must have with your French fireman, or is it more like sexy DMs? If you must have had phones. Did you not? Have you not rung him up and be like, oh, bonjour?
No, I meet up with him and have regular sex. I see him in person and do. Oh God.
Bonjour, baby. Can you guess what I am doing? I'm thinking of you. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It feels unconsensual.
Yeah.
That felt unconsensual then.
Sorry, I apologize.
But it's just a bit retro. There's so much available nowadays that you don't have to do that.
I don't mind a bit of retroness. Like I'm partial to a bush, mate.
Just for the art. Oh,
yeah.
The art of it.
A neat bush, don't get me wrong.
What you mean? Oh, I thought you meant outside.
Oh, God, you've only been to fucking...
That is retro.
You've only been to Australia for a couple of weeks and you start calling the countryside the bush. No, I don't mind phone sex. I don't think I've ever done it.
No, hang on.
I have when I was, like, younger.
But webcam?
Webcam, yeah, but I didn't speak on webcam because my mum was in the other fucking room. I was, like, a teenager.
Yeah, we've already spoke about that. Yeah. I feel like we're the generation that got groomed.
1,000,000%.
I shouldn't have been online.
No.
My mum shouldn't have let me have the internet.
I can remember a train
driver. I wouldn't let you have the internet now, to be honest.
Yeah. What?
I wouldn't let you have the internet now.
I'm surprised I am loud. Yeah. But anyway, that went quite deep and dark. Deep down inside.
What about going on your ex's phone?
Nah.
Or like your fella's phone?
What's good's going to come of it? You're going to find something that's going to upset. You need to trust the mend of. Or you're going to find something you don't like and it's going to cause problems.
For sure.
Or you're not going to find anything and you're going to just end up
keep looking for something.
Or keep looking for something.
Thing is, I did used to do it quite a lot and then it just used to upset me and cause arguments. And you just, what's the point?
Also, my ex did this to me and it ruined our relationship.
Yeah.
Because basically I would gone in the shower
because
like,
basically there was loads was of guys cheating on my phone.
It ruined my relationship because he found out I was cheating. I went to shower like for 10-15 minutes and then he basically tried to confront me about a DM someone sent me, which was someone 4 months prior sliding into my DMs and me ignoring it basically.
Yeah.
And tried like, oh, who's this guy? And I was like, well, someone that I've not responded to, not opened the message, ignored. And also on top of that, he had to basically go through about like 4 months of DMs to find that message.
So it's been scrolling.
Yeah, so I was like,
they see me scrolling.
This is like a deep dive on my account.
Controlling.
A deep dive.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is the tea. You can't do it. End off. You used to do it. You don't know more.
Yeah, because me and my current boyfriend decided to not go through each other's phones anymore.
I've probably done it in the past. I'm not going to lie.
Best interests at heart. Don't look through your phone.
But I also think, like what you were saying, realistically in today's age, you know, I think my boyfriend's good looking. He probably is going to have one or two guys in his DMs now and again.
And I'm sure there's people in yours
all
though,
the
as well.
Time.
Yeah.
And he knows that. He said, there's fucking always people flirting with you. And to be honest, I don't want to look like a dick either. So I'm like,
sure.
Haha, thanks.
Yeah.
Or like emoji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I reply a lot in emojis, but I do have a lot of messages. Don't want to sound like a dick. But I feel like it's nicer to just reply to someone with a quick emoji and acknowledge than to just ignore people. But anyway.
Even if that person was clearly trying to like chat you up.
Well, I don't put a horny devil emoji.
Yeah, you don't like...
Did you see an orb then?
An orb?
It was either an orb or a fleck of dust.
Nana, not twice, if you really are.
Oh, my God, Nana.
Nana. It's me, Nana.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. I just was attacked by a ghost. I could feel it opening my legs, actually. That's very new magazine, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was R-word by a ghost.
While recording a podcast. Yeah.
A ghost crept into my bed at night and made me pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know why we've gone on to ghosts making us pregnant and all of that, but that was a very fun letter.
That was a fun letter. Yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you for that. Is it my turn? It's my turn.
It's yours, yeah.
This is from Jackie.
So this is your story.
This is my story.
Yes, here we go.
Not my personal.
Not Danny's personally.
It's one
just
you have to read.
Clarify, because yeah. This could yeah. be edited into this is my story. No, and then yet. Lily may go cut out for who it's from and people will think I've got a story that I just cannot share.
Not yet.
So to clarify, this is Danny's story, but not Danny's story.
Yeah, yes, this yet. Is Danny's story. I'm Danny and this is from Jack. He, him.
Fab.
Jack writes, hello, Gossip Gays. I have a story that I just cannot not share.
Mm-hmm.
Double negative that, Sam.
Lovely, thank you.
I was chatting to one of my colleagues about one of her friends, and I have no words to describe what I found out.
Oh, second-hand goss.
Here we go.
We love it. The girl in question had a boyfriend who was in the police.
Mm-hmm.
She found out she had an STI. And was convinced her boyfriend was having an affair at work with a colleague.
Right, police on police.
Police on police crime.
Yeah.
She confronted her boyfriend about this and he denied it. But there was no possible explanation as she definitely haven't cheated. So he must have. She managed to later get the truth out of him. He revealed that he wasn't having an affair, but he had in fact a weird fetish where he would drive around all the local I've not read this. Jogging spots on patrol, and he would stop and he would collect the used condoms from the floor and bins, and he would.
No. No.
And no.
He would drink.
Oh. No.
He would drink the old semen of random men.
Oh my God.
Out of the used condoms.
And
what?
And this is how he got his STI. If this was me.
Oh my God.
If this was me, I think I would have preferred that he was raw dogging the manager. That is really me.
If I cannot.
My eyes are watering. I need to take a break.
If that was the case.
That has knocked me.
If someone asked me, how do you have an STI? And that was the reason why.
Yeah.
You could not waterboard that information out of me. You, why would you admit that?
I think
why would you tell anyone? Why would know what? Never tell anyone that.
Also, can we just do a bit of fact checking here?
Go on.
I think he has cheated on her.
And you think this is a lie?
Because STIs can't live that long in a condom. Is he ripping it off the penis and suck it?
No, I think the.
He's been going dogging spots and he's got it from there. I smell bullshit.
This is giving closet gay, going cruising, round the dogging spots.
She had an STI in her
vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah.
And he passed it from his mouth. Cunnilingus.
Maybe.
No, yeah, that is.
Can you get cunnilingus?
Yes,
STIs?
you can pass STIs.
You can go from throat mouth. To fanny to ass. You can, I think.
Sounds like a party.
Can I just say, I've
never gagged like that off a story. Yeah. That is really, really turned my stomach.
I'm very happy to announce that this is the letter that's made me feel the most sick during this podcast.
This has actually triggered a memory for me when
oh my God.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, is it that
it triggered the memory
here.
About the time you got kicked out of the police academy?
No, so I was at one of these spots.
And oh, you saw a cop wanking in the corner.
The police turned up.
Oh my God, I've been dogging years ago and the police turned up and everyone liked it.
The police turned up, but mine was at night, so it was a big industrial. A big industrial torch shone upon us through the trees. And we had to get on the floor. And hide. But then there was also another time where the police turned up and they questioned me and they were like, how do you know this lab then? And I was like,
what's that got to do with you? How I know him? I don't fucking know him.
And I couldn't give an answer because I didn't know his name. So it was all dead awkward. And you're like, you better clear out of here, mate. And I was like, I'm so sorry. It was
hell. I'm dogging. I'm dogging, officer. That's what I'm doing. Clearly, I'm dogging. Are you getting off on this? Arrest me or leave me.
Yeah, honestly. So yeah, that's.
Years ago, I went to Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane? They've actually stripped the trees back there. You can't go no more. Lover's Lane. Top tip.
Well, love out in the open.
I was in Lover's Lane years ago, yeah. And I was dogging. And the police came, but there was quite a few people there at the time. And when I say it was like someone shone a fucking torch on a fucking gang of cockroaches, everyone went, but everyone ran, but I didn't. I froze at first. I thought,
oh, shit. So fight or fly or freeze. You froze.
I was a rabbit.
Right, okay, got you.
But everyone running, had the coppers running.
Right.
So they were distracted.
Okay, so
you then I just waltzed out the bushes and just walked.
Like nothing.
Walked up, and I was looking at everyone running like, what are they all doing?
Right.
I got into character.
Okay, perfect.
I got into the character of a passerby.
Yeah.
I was on my morning stroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking up to my car.
Yeah.
Wow. And I always used to park up the other end so that...
Okay.
It wasn't like I was running back to my car there, you know?
Got you.
Top tip for doggers.
Yeah, park away
park
and walk.
Park away and walk.
Got you. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Do you know what, though? I don't think I could do that anymore.
Well, no,
it
you
would
couldn't.
Be terrifying me now. Like when you're young and you're like, I was going to say 15 then. I wasn't 15 and in a car.
No.
But like, you know, when I first
early 20s
test,
or whatever,
early 20s, I'd do shit like that.
Same.
Now I'd be shaking like shit. And also, people, you know.
Danny, if you tried now, there'd be a Reddit feed 2 weeks later. We'd be like,
probably.
Oh, I've just seen Danny in a dogging spot.
Yeah.
And go say
be
hi.
Quite obvious pulling up in my car.
Plus, like...
DB. Like,
to be fair as well, like, people have, like... People would tell the friends that story. Like, the gays would be like, you never guess who I saw down Lover's Lane.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
I'm scared enough
round.
To go on Grindr.
Yeah.
Question.
Go
this
on.
Might sound naive. Someone who's never been dogging. Mm. Not
I'm
a dogger. Just a simple
kitten.
Today,
kids.
Well, what's the appeal? Is it just a practicality thing? Is it a kink
Better
thing?
Both.
No,
Better
it,
both. It's
also,
easier than Grindr.
It's easier than Grindr. It's quick.
Bish, bash, bosh,
yeah,
done.
It's quick. Done. I'm not getting bummed out
there. On your way home.
Exactly.
In, out. Gone.
Done.
Done. And you know what? After time, you think, what a fucking mingo. And I bet everyone leaves thinking the same.
Yeah, what a fucking mingo.
What a fucking mingo.
Yeah. Well, that's our dogging stories.
Yeah. If you've got any dogging stories, please get in touch.
Specifically,
via
if you've
the
seen
this morning app. Next week, Philip's back.
Now, look, we've had our three stories. We still need to do the deed, which is crown a gossip goddess of the week. Can I just go ahead and say I refuse to give it to the cum supper.
I
hate
think that's
it.
Got to have it.
I think it's got to win.
It's got to win.
I
Nothing's
want...
made me gag like that since well.
Oh, I don't want to applaud.
Rendezvous at DragCon.
No, it's little.
I'm joking.
It's very Saltburn coded. Very.
It's more than that.
Yeah, I think that's got to win.
And I also don't believe the story that the guys told the bird, but the story
yeah,
that
I
we've
got... Yeah, I think
there
is something sus. There is
something
sus.
But also, I think... The thing is, when you get a third-hand, fourth-hand story, it becomes like that game the kids play in school.
Broken telephone.
So it just, you know... I kind of like that, though.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
If I tell a story, I add drama to it.
You always add drama. You yeah.
Well, like when Kai saw the social clip back of me telling this aeroplane story, he was like, was it exactly like that? And I was like, it felt that way.
Yeah.
It felt that way, okay?
Yeah,
it felt that way.
Yeah.
You did
He was like, there was
it.
About three people involved. You made out like the whole plane was like, is that Danny Beard? Off the telly that no one knows?
Yeah, the way you told the story, I thought they had to land the plane early.
Yeah, all right, Sam.
Look, I'm going to be my own version of a gossip goddess and drama queen and say that we can crown it gossip goddess. I just want everyone to know I'm not happy about it.
All right, that's fine. If you're not happy, fuck off, darling.
No, I'm not going to say that to you, Sam. I agree, actually, now.
Thank you.
So who do you think wins?
No, we'll say SGI little cum guzzler, but I'm just not.
No,
that is my name on Grindr.
I'm sorry. I really need to finish this here. But when we wrap this up, can we pick going round dogging sites and doing that? And yeah. also, you would have to be, I don't believe it, because you would have to be so super fresh.
It'd have to be a fresh semen in the condom, for sure.
How long could semen, I think it would dry out pretty quick, no?
Not dry out. I think, I don't know if the bacteria could last that long inside the condom, unless it stayed warm in there. It might have been a hot day.
It might have been on Bondi Beach.
Right, well, thank you very much. That was our Gossip Goddess. If you want to get in touch with us, share a dilemma, a funny story, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, you can email us letters@gossipdayspod.com,
yeah.
DM us on Instagram @gossipdayspod, or even get in touch on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Also, there's this weird, like, what is it?
Aura. Ghost.
Spirit.
No, I was going to say form you can fill out that Lily May manages. We've also got a form.
Anonymous, so if you don't even want to, like, obviously if you WhatsApp us, we can see your number or your
right
phone,
the ultimate
anon, right?
You can load the form and go,
right? Okay, so the ultimate anonymous method is a form which you can find on our Instagram, which Lily May posts weekly.
And
weekly.
The other,
you can find it in our bio as well,
it's in the bio as well,
and it'll always be.
And it'll always be in the description. It's like an echo in here.
The other anonymous way you can get in touch is Billy does leave his Grindr DMs open. So
that ain't anonymous, girl.
Not anonymous.
The only anonymous thing on there is the Lord she began.
This is getting gross. My mum listens to this.
Now you're all of a sudden my mum listens to this.
I think that's enough come for one day. Should we wrap up?
Let's do it, because I'm never going to be working in this industry again after this.
That was the problem. That was a good one.
We'll be back. See you same time, same Monday. Place next week. Monday. Oh, no, we'll see you Monday for a bonus.
Brucey bonus. Love you all.
We're going to be discussing 9 months.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
9 month cruise.